Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Heed Army podcast. And what a few days it's been for Gateshead. Victory in the FA Trophy semi-final on Saturday. It was a bit of a squeaky bum time in the second half. We can all admit it. But we got through. And then the draw today, which we'll get into, which made me have my heart racing for quite a while with the excitement of that one. So it's all to talk about. We want you to get involved. And this is how you do it, especially if you get subscribed first. Well, that isn't working, the subscribe button. We've got a little trouble there. Anyway, none of it. Is anything coming up on the screen there? It doesn't seem to be. I hope I can bring up pictures later on. But anyway, like and subscribe. The more important, if you're on Twitter, come over to YouTube. You can comment as people have done. Hopefully these are working when I press them. As we've got Darcy Gray has put even and all, and you can get involved like that. Also, we've got the game tomorrow against Dagenham Redbridge to talk about, and also the game at the weekend and the prediction league. And if there's anything else I forgot, JRC Ladies as well. Mickey's got some information on young players that are coming through and setting the world alight. So it's a very positive show. I'm going to bring the lads in now. There's Mickey, there's Steely, and also we've got a surprise guest in Mark Carruthers. And as I say, lads, what a couple of days for Gateshead. And without any discredit or not discredit, without any being cocky against Macclesfield, it's a draw you would have wanted considering the opposition that's still left in. But to have, Mark's just disappeared there, to have Macclesfield at home, it's going to be a very, very tough game. But a team from two divisions below going into a semi-final, you've got to think, that's a good draw at home. Plus, they're a very well-supported club. They're going to bring a lot of people, aren't they, Mickey?
They certainly are. Macclesfield fans think we're going to underestimate them. I think Peterborough Sports knocked that out of us on Saturday. I'm not taking them too lightly. Steely, Davey, yourself, we've been on the end of cup shocks. And we know how crap it is. And we're certainly not going to underestimate Macclesfield. And
Macclesfield was the first.
It is the pick of the draw, to be fair.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to win Bromley or Solihull. So,
yeah.
It's a draw we wanted, wasn't it? No disrespectful to Macclesfield, but that is the draw we wanted.
No disrespect at all.
But yeah. I mean, obviously, very well, well supported club. They're making their way back up the leagues. Mark's back with us. I think he's had a little bit of issues with his connection there.
But just like to make an entrance.
Yeah, that's where it is. Just wants to be known that he's here. But Macclesfield, they've went through some tough times. They've come back up through the leagues quite quickly. Did they have a FA Vars final as well on route through already? No, I'm thinking of somebody else. It's going to be a good, I think it's going to be a fantastic attendance. I imagine Macclesfield will bring close up to 800 to 1,000, if not more. They're riding the crest of a wave. Obviously, they've got the owner in Robbie Savage, who's bringing them a lot of publicity. It's going to be a good day.
By the way, David, it's the draw they want. Well, not that they wanted, they would like a home game, obviously. But as one of their fans said, it's a short trip up, and it's the weaker of the three teams that we're in. So if they were going to get anyone else, they wanted Gateshead, if that makes sense. So, hey.
It is. Loads of messages coming in. Darcy Gray has put hello. She put, didn't know Tabitha was the only person to predict 3-2.
Wow.
She wasn't. I've got the proof here, and I'll quickly put that up. It worked.
There it is. Davey, working. It's coming up. Everything's coming up.
Is it? All right. Well, I can't see it. It's not coming up on my screen.
It's definitely up there.
Yeah, it's up there. So I think, was it Mickey's other half got the other 3-2 right?
I'm not sure. Did she?
It's come up. Dave Edwards and Tabitha Walton. It's come up on my screen eventually.
Yeah, it's saying 3-2. Yeah, Tina, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Did you?
No, it was Dave Edwards and Tabitha Walton. A great result. While we're on, let's get the actual game up on the screen and talk about Saturday before we go on any further.
Are we just stopping at half time? Is that all right?
if we must, I'll add it to the screen, get us to the bottom here. I'd say the first goal was lovely. Nice run from that man, Regan Booty. Here we are. And fortunately, but unfortunately, it was nice it didn't sit up for Warman because DeJean Brown was there just to lash it home.
I think I said in the commentary, didn't I, that it was a clever finish because he could have just lashed at that, but it's so well placed. If anything, it's probably helped that he's put it close to the keeper, because the keeper just can't get down quick enough. But it's a good finish, really good finish.
I mean,
I like the second one.
Yeah, we were talking just before we came on there, lads. It's the step to the side to create the space for himself, and after that, it's a foregone conclusion, as it was. This move here, there, look at the space he's got, and then just calmly strokes it home. But no, lovely stuff. Great to see the young lad flourishing. I mean, Mark is still adamant it was Dananga's goal on Tuesday night. I still think it was 5-3 for Dijon. But amazing stuff. And I see lots of people sending their messages while we're watching these highlights. I'll put up the evening messages. So
he's powerful, but he's also skillful, isn't he? You know what I mean? And defenders hate that because he's got pace, you know. And yeah. He's destined for big things, as we all talk about.
Definitely, definitely. And
it's just like a bundle of electric energy when he gets the ball.
Yeah, that's a good way of describing it, actually. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is a good finish as well. He gets through there. He's in the right place and just the outside of the boot that he puts that in with.
Right place at the right time, that's a sign of a good forward, getting in between the two of the defenders.
Sorry, Mark.
Just quickly jump in. The cross from Hassani is unbelievable, by the way.
Yeah.
Really hasn't been given enough credit for it, but it's just perfect. Literally perfect cross. Taking out the defender. It's in that place where the keeper can't quite come out for it. Yeah, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
The corridor of uncertainty, I think you were looking for, Mark.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I didn't want to go all Ron Atkinson on everyone. So
at half time, I was doing a little bit of filler. And as I kind of mentioned, and Mark, this would have been a lovely goal if it had come off. I did say, I said, look, it's not all over yet at half time. And Peterborough come out with, they were unleashed, weren't they? They didn't have anything to lose. They chucked the kitchen sink at it, got the goal, some poor defending from us, which we'll see shortly. And then with getting a quick fire one, it just changed their composure altogether, didn't it? It gave them such a second wind, or even the first wind, as it were. And our midfield, at times, the passing wasn't great. I thought that one was going in as well from Evans. That, as Mark said before we came on there, that probably would have put the nail in the coffin altogether in the game if that one had a went in.
Yeah.
Say young man did well, Evans, becoming a big fan of his. But yeah, the second half was a war of attrition at times for our midfield in the passing. We had to dig deep. We weren't always on top of it, but we got through.
Ragged, would you describe it as?
Yeah. It wasn't pretty. And when we see, when they get their goal and stuff. I mean, it's a good finish. Not much you could do, but Monty has come straight and low, bit like the other one, very direct at him. But yeah, this was just that little nervy thing that made you think, uh-oh. And then obviously when they get the free kick just after this. But it was definitely a nail biter, lads. That's the best way to
nail bite. I mean, nerves were bloody shredded.
I'm still not 100% convinced this was a penalty, free kick, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not neither. When I seen it, he just fell.
Yeah, he looks like he just fell,
I don't know. I think there might have been hands on the back,
Give over.
But you can criticise the marking, but you can see it's a good move. The two players went in together. One of them went up, missed it, and the other one come in behind him. So you see, look, they're just perfectly in line, aren't they? Look, bumf. Monty.
Get a point for Michael Gash, by the way. I did see on last week's podcast, Michael Gash had scored. Yeah, always does.
It was Gash that scored. Yeah, we just say, I think I credited Jarvis in real time. But yeah, no, it's one of them games. I mean, we don't want to pick over the poor bits too much, but it's all a learning curve. The younger lads were in, and start. It was, he was very busy, as were the rest of the midfield. But some of the positives, Robbie Tinkler back, 90 minutes under his belt. lovely to see, and especially in the first half when he wasn't under so much pressure, he looked like the Robbie Tinkler that was playing just before he injured his shoulder.
And I think, like I said before we came on air, we've got to kind of remember that not just with Gator players, but any player coming back from what has been quite a long-term injury in terms of the season anyway, they ain't just going to slot straight back in and you know, just hit the ground straight away. It's going to be a bit of a bit of patience shown towards them. Another man there who could say the same thing about, and Tom Allen. And you know, players have to have time to readjust to getting back into the swing of things. But great having them back, and the squad all of a sudden at such a busy point of the season is looking very good.
Yeah, we've got a few messages coming in. We'll get through them all. Don't worry, we won't miss them. There's lots and lots coming in. It was amazing for you all to be sending and interacting with us tonight. Steve Farnfield, obviously was on Sounders of Counties, but which of these scored the fastest hat-trick for Gated? Dobson at Merthyr, Lee Novak at Hyde, or Dijon Peterborough? Now, I know that Novak got an award for the fastest hat-trick, didn't he? It was away to Hyde. So, yeah, I think that one. But our resident statistician has said that it's none of them. It's Keith McNall. The record. So we'll have to find out if Stephanie can send us the actual timing of those goals for McNall, and we'll put that dispute to bed. But lads, obviously we had the draw today. I'll just take these highlights off for now. we don't want to dwell too much. Obviously, listen to the Vars one before, and the number one ball come out in the draw for more or less a replication of the Iowa draw. And I thought Lightning isn't going to strike twice. We're not going to come out first and get a home draw. And when we did, that was just like a magical feeling. It was you're like, yes, you know, for a number of reasons that I'll definitely be able to beat the game. Club can hopefully have a good payday, you know, and get a good crowd in, and hopefully Tyneside can get behind us again. And you know, a second Wembley visit in two seasons would be absolutely phenomenal. But as we've mentioned before, if there's any Macclesfield fans tuning in, it's not a given. We know that Peterborough Sports, just in the highlights there, give us a real test, and we expect nothing different from Macclesfield. But lads, I mean, I just got to say, when we mentioned a little bit before we put the highlights on there, a lovely draw.
It's the draw.
I think it's a dangerous draw.
Sorry, go on, Mark. I'll let you go.
I think it's a dangerous draw. I really do. I think it's one of them where it's the game where Gateshead will go in as favourites, whereas the other two, I'm not sure they would. But Macclesfield, you look at their squad, it's full of experience. It's full of lads that have played at a higher level. You know, it's full of lads that have played in football. Well, some have played football league, some have played high in non-league. So it's a dangerous draw for me. Yes, Gateshead will be favourites, but they can't underestimate Macclesfield.
And also as well, I mean, you know, this Alex Bruce has just left there. He's been picked up to be a coach of a football league club. Obviously doing things the right way when he was there. They're just outside the playoffs. I'll actually add that in their league table at the moment. And it's, you know, obviously they've got games in hand because they have been involved in the cup competition there. But they're sitting in sixth place, just outside, with 2 to 3 games in hand on everyone above them, and they're only 2 points outside the playoffs there in the National Premier League. And we know that is such a tough league. And if you look at some of the teams that's in there, Guiseley, Marine, Hyde, Radcliffe, who are absolutely flying, you'd say champions elect already with their lead that they've got at the moment, and Warrington Rylands, who have, you know, been progressing. But then you look down just behind, it's really, really tight. I mean, even Whitby in 10th place, they're only, you know, well, 9 points out of it, but they've got a couple of games in hand. They could get themselves in. Then you've got Ashton, Worksop Town, Lancaster, and of course, Macclesfield in 6. So that is a very, very competitive playoff situation there. And that'll be their main priority. Of course, they want to progress back up the leagues. But yeah, it's a very dangerous team to be playing, and do not take them lightly at all. But I mean, just a little side note, but look at some of the names in that league. We had some good away games, lads.
Yeah, some good ones there, aren't they? I mean, as you say as well, I mean, Macclesfield, you know, got a lot of experienced players there, some with Football League experience. They might actually, you know, appreciate and enjoy playing against a club like Gated, where they'll get a bit more space and a bit more time to think about it, you know, up the game as well. I mean, Mark's absolutely right. I know he's just disappeared, but absolutely right. It is a bit of a dangerous one. We've got to be careful. But yeah, some classic names there. Anyway, sorry.
Sorry, David.
Yeah, no, it's all right. I was just going to say, like, Macclesfield was my first ever Gated game, like proper league game. I've been to friendlies, you know, Newcastle and stuff. But Macclesfield was a boring 0-0, and Paul Thompson missed a penalty. So,
my goodness. We used to have a wretched record against them. We beat them occasionally, but it was generally we lost to Macclesfield. They were always a very strong conference team. They were always up in the top half of the table, weren't they?
Was it Sammy Lee managed them out of the league? Sammy McElroy. Sorry, we just lost you there, Mark. I'm just saying what an incredibly tough league that is, and you know, there's no surprise that Macclesfield are up there challenging, because you know they're a big side. They're on the way back up, but that is. I mean, it was said years ago, it was the toughest league to get out of, wasn't it?
Well, interestingly, they play Morpeth in 2 weeks' time.
A good scouting opportunity then. Yeah.
It's at Macclesfield, but yeah, I mean, that league is, there are a lot of clubs that have been in that league for a long time.
Yeah.
And they, you know, I look at the Matlocks of this world and Lancaster City, you know, Whitby have been in there for years, pretty much since they left the Northern League in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
But there are clubs that are battle hardened at that level. They know how to cause problems for big clubs. We look at the amount of, you know, the Salford Cities and your FC United and Manchester's and clubs like that have come through there or come from a lower level to hit that point and then stuck there for a couple of years and not being able to progress straight away. And it just shows how tough it is.
Really does. I mean, I had some fantastic away games at most of these places. It's a fantastic league. Of course, sadly, Marsk down the bottom there. Have Marsk been accepted into the Northern League for next year then, Mark? Do you know?
No, not yet. I think that one will be probably a few weeks away from that being a few months away from that being finalised. But they have appointed a manager. Or management team, I should say, for next season. So they've obviously been given some indication that they will be back in. So we'll see. I think they'll probably end up back in the Northern League at one or two. For some reason, in my head, I've got that they'll be back in Division One. But we'll just have to wait and see when the league allocations come out.
At least they're going to be back. That's the main thing on that front. Right. Let's have a little look around here. Lots of things. Warlass spotted her old scooter parked up when you dropped the family off in the vlog. if anyone hasn't watched the vlog where my children are rinsing me about Gated, they're still...
Oh, it's hilarious. We're laughing out loud.
It's not. It's horrible.
That's just because you give Mark a load of love on that, you see, and you said you'd get embarrassed. Doesn't like compliments.
No, well, I am going to mention it here. Just obviously, me and Mark have been doing compliments for 5 years now, and I mentioned it. I'm not going to give it the whole lovey-dovey thing, but Mark did give us a lot of credibility many years ago coming on the podcast when I mentioned other journalists didn't. And his credibility has helped us a long way, and especially with the commentary as well. And we love you, Mark. We'll move on.
The most embarrassing thing about that is that you think I've got any credibility.
Yeah.
I was thinking that, but I didn't like to say it.
I don't mind. I'm honest.
I'm joking, Mark.
Vanessa has put, even more delighted you've got the Siltman in the semi. Barry Lee wanted to be them, but the other way around, because he lives in Mattersfield, so that's a bit of a good... You may be a good minister.
Thanks, Barry.
Yeah.
Is the FA Vars, is it still two legs for their semis?
It is. Well, for the first year since COVID, it is this year.
Yeah, but not the trophy, obviously, yeah, as we know.
Some interesting sides in there. Romford, Worcester City, Lincoln United, and the other one is like a really obscure name I've never heard of before. But, I mean, Lincoln and, I mean, Worcester, I mean, you know, they were a bigger side not so long ago, weren't they, in the National North when we were in. So, yeah, that's a team that'll take a few there.
Yeah, the favourites, aren't they, Worcester City?
Yeah. I definitely think so. Just a little bit on here. We've got on the hat trick. Lovac's was in first 15 minutes, and Dobbles wasn't much more. So we'll find out on that. She gets her laptop back and she'll post it on Twitter once you find out, because she's having trouble with her stats because all of them are on her laptop and her laptop isn't working at the moment. We've got Charles Wolf, evening boys, super excited for Gated football. Saturday was exciting, but Sunday was excellent with the ladies as well. Also a tough game. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll give the ladies a little shout up now where they are. You've sent me some pictures to put up, Mickey, and they're not there. I've got one there. I'll get that up. I'll upload some more. Is it up on the screen for you there? Is there a picture?
It is. That's Jess Wheel. She's been nicknamed Miley, as in the new wonder kid from the youth setup. She just turned 16, and well, we had four of them in on Sunday, down at Chelsea Street United, and they didn't look out of place. They played really, really well. It was Jess Wheel, Fear, Killeen. Davey's got the names. I've got them on my phone. And honest, Grace was outstanding at the back, and we've got really high hopes for them. And I'm telling you, not one of them looked out of place in the senior women's football, and it was an absolute joy to see, especially if four of them were involved in the 4-2 win.
Really
were absolutely outstanding, and the Gator come back from a goal down each time, and like didn't romp away with it. It was still a close game, but we won the end of some other refereeing decisions, let's see. But we've got through this one, and Jess Wheel's dad just looks, he's in despair at some of the referees. But at the end of the day, without the referees, we kind of play the game. So,
We've got lots of messages still coming in. We'll get through them all. Di Evans has put, evening chaps, cracking cup draw. I can taste them overpriced Wembley beers. I'm sure he's only about 11. I'm sure he's only about 11, you know. I don't know how he's going to have one of them beers. that one there. My dad gave me false information. Darcy Gray, I don't know what that's about. I don't know if I've missed anything. Dejon Brown, some player, and we are seeing the quality in him. But that's what we've talked about loads of times. That's what Gator does. We allow players to develop, and it's a two-way street, and thankfully at the moment it's working for both parties, and that's what you want. We've got one here. No false information given. My daughter's just got false ears. So she because earlier on, she thought Tabaho was the only one with the correct score line. That's what that was. Northern Beast Media, he's put my mate, a Derby fan, he reckons they'll give him a go next season. I certainly hope so. He means he's, you know, developing, he's gonna look good. For an 18-year-old, such a cool finisher, certainly is. And hopefully we see more of that. We've got a message from Gavin Rudd. He's put, evening gents, best draw we could have had. Still a potential banana skin. It certainly is, but we've got to go in and respect Macclesfield on this one. Heath Cup games are great for giving your heart a workout.
to be honest, me and Steve were talking about at the end of the game, it does nothing for your heart watching Gators in cup competitions, I'm telling you.
Oh, no.
You should get a heart monitor, shouldn't you, for like 90 minutes just to see?
No.
I don't know how you two lads keep quite calm in commentary. You must be like, oh.
I know, there's a lot of lip biting and pulling the mate away, mate flowing away from your face.
Tell you what, my backside was going that tight, I nearly pulled the chair in on Saturday.
Oh,
you could probably hear a couple of times second half on Saturday, I actually dropped the mic in frustration, didn't I? On the table.
That's when you know.
That wasn't just over Gates' performance, by the way.
No, no, it's just me next to him. But if you do hear a mic drop, that's when you know there's either a really frustrating referee or it's just been an absolutely crazy decision happened on the pitch. That's a giveaway. It's Mark's poker tell. That's where it is. Got a brilliant draw for us. Let's get it done. It's time for a big home performance. It has to be. Got here. Keith McNall scored in the 70th, 71st and 72nd minute. Hyde, 86, 87. So wow. That would be the I bet that's a shield. Oh no, yeah, so it was a cup competition, so it was Dijon, yeah. So that would take some beating. But hang on, if you're talking about stats and things like that, we do have a competition tonight. Thank you to the brilliant field. And if you are brushing up on your Gated history, or if you've just become a Gated fan, there is a book that you all have to read as a rite of passage. And there it is. It is Requiem for Redgith by Gough Esther, who was actually my teacher at school. He used to draw footballers all the time like that in art class. Apparently, I'm sure Graham Wood told us he lived next door to him as a child, and his dad was a communist. So there you go.
Well, that didn't expect that.
You see, you learn so much.
The biggest surprise there is that we found out you went to school.
Yeah, I know. It obviously didn't work.
Is it Gough or is it Jeff?
It's Gough. Gough Easter. Yeah. So there you go. It's got pictures of, you know, heroes there, Huey Gallagher and all the stats and history of the club all the way through to the 70s. And I think even the 80s, isn't it, the end there. But that is there. And you can win
this. Do an update, surely.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think he's alive, so someone else is going to have to go on to that one. But
I think we've got someone right in the top corner there who's more than capable.
Oh,
an author.
Well, now we've found out Davey went to school, I agree.
Right. You might have to do the ghostwriting for a Mark.
Now, if you want to enter, there's some simple rules. Be able to come to one of the next home games and pick it up from the commentary desk. So if you want to enter, hashtag book. It was going to be hashtag Captain Underpants because of obvious reasons with Steve Farnfield, but I thought we are Gated fans and not all of us can spell that well. So book is the word that it is. Hashtag book. So if you would like to enter that and you'd like to win this, and say John Dick did pick up his cup mug on Saturday, and I believe Jamie is going to pick up his mug tomorrow from the commentary desk as well at the game. So hashtag book if you would like to win that. And there's also the Calendar Brothers are in there as well. Look at that there. It's full of history, full of facts, and a must for any Gateshead fan.
Good read, actually.
It is, yeah. I loved it the first time I read it. Hang on one second. Someone's putting a question. Yeah. Any chance of getting Mr. Savage on the podcast before the game? And we can reach out. I don't know if you'll say yes, but we'll see. Certainly, you know, be good to have him on for a chat and find out what he's like. Because he's got a reputation.
I think even the Evans family will probably dislike Robbie Savage.
They'll love him.
Proud Lancastrian Welshman. We've got Steve Farnfield. He's put was not from their kickoff, but they scored within 22 minutes of the game kickoff. I don't know what that's in reference to. Maybe I haven't left that one.
Quickest hat trick.
Ah, yes. Sorry. We've got Darren Walden. Macclesfield will have seen what Peterborough did to us in the second half and take heart and fancy their chances against us. Of course. Both sides are scouting. Don't be fooled. Right. And, they'll try to look for a way to disrupt us. It's not long ago where we played in the National Premier League. It certainly isn't. Had some beautiful away days in that league. Colin Dilbo.
Get St. Helens Town.
Oh.
And Winsford.
Oh, Winsford. Yeah, that was beautiful. If we put a strong team out, we are close to our best. There's only one winner. Yes, Macclesfield, a very good side. But they are we are in of a chance of football league. True, but you know, it's a cup competition. We know what cup competitions are like in England, especially FA Trophy, FA Cup, but we don't have to see any more.
I've just had a quick glance. I see, I'll focus on it too much, but Newcastle are playing away that day in early April, away to Fulham, so that'll help us a little bit. But speaking of Newcastle, Mark seems to be entertained by the match. How's it doing, Mark? You seem to be glancing at the match there.
It's not going very well. Let's move on.
Okay, well, what's the score? Just out of interest.
We're going to beat 1-0.
That is doing my coupon the world of good. Right, we've got, let's say, Lincoln United beat us 3-2 when we were leading with 2-0 with 10 minutes to go. How many times has that happened? God.
Let's count how many times. We've done it under bogey.
Oh, yeah. Right, we've got here Mr. Luke is about Gator Ladies. Great to see Gator Ladies doing well. How are the lasses? We've got here from Lily Nolan. Do you think Gator will go back to Wembley? Certainly like to think so. It'd be nice. But
best thing about it is obviously the fans. Obviously, we get carried away. We got the draw we wanted, etc., etc. But you know, the club, the team, the manager, they're not going to let that get to their heads. They're going to sit there and, you know, and really concentrate and go, look, this is, as we said, a banana skin.
As with last year, it's 90 minutes and anything can happen. And both teams will be dreaming of getting there. Of course, we had our moment of getting there last year. It'd be lovely to have a repeat really praying that happens. Just got to go into it and enjoy it. And the same as if we do get there, I think it'll be a different experience for a lot of us who went last year. I think we can maybe not be as overawed a little bit. I think we can take in the surroundings a bit nicer and enjoy the day for what it is, and hopefully get some silverware if we get past Macclesfield, that is. Mick is having a bit of connection issues with a few people here. We've got Eve Hurst and Faye Killeen. The other players, so I did have their pictures, but for some reason we're having a little issue with StreamYard, and I believe the StreamYard server is on the Facebook server, so when there's been problems with that, I think we've had trouble on StreamYard as well. The book is a fantastic read. Yes, it certainly is. We'll put that back up again. If you do want to win the book, hashtag book, and have to be able to pick it up from the game on Tuesday or the following home game. So please do remember that before entering. We've got lots of people are joining us on here as well. Lots of people watching on Twitter. We'd love you to migrate over to YouTube and send us messages in. They come through better than what they do from the Twitter feed. And just while we're on, we'll play a cheeky little advert for the social medias. And we'll be back in a second. And there we are. We are back. Remember, we are on all social medias. Need to be a bit more active on Instagram, I must admit. The ref was quite annoying on Saturday. Now, I don't know if this is the commentator's curse, but we were praising him at halftime, Mark. He had been not involved.
No comment
from Mark. be nice if you had no comment. I don't know. It was frozen.
It's everything, didn't it?
Frozen as well.
We've disgusted him so much. Superhero Lily. Sean Parry, who went to school with me. I remember Mr. Esther. He was absolutely fantastic. A bit off the wall, but he was great. You could get him really sidetracked and didn't have to do any work because you'd just start him on something and he would talk about it for about an hour and you didn't have to do work. But I'm not entering us as bound to win.
Thank you as well, Stevie.
When the book that he put in, let's see, people entering the competition there. Charles Woff, I was taking pictures for three papers on Saturday. I can assure you it's hard to keep up the finger on the shutter where with them other teams' scores. Thankfully, the heed pictures were used. Yeah, as it always happens. That he gets. Here's one for you, Paget Rangers. I went down to that one. Oh, God.
That was the day where the game at the end to give the pies because it got cancelled. And Gary Davison took the pies and ended up with food poisoning.
I remember that being a very, very long trip to the, if there's any children watching, close your ears, the arse end of Birmingham. It was absolutely mundane, wasn't it, that one?
Yeah, and they're not even going now.
Nah, the football was even worse. It wasn't a bad little ground. It had the makings of something, but obviously didn't have the support. We've got here, still no one got the question, which player has the most games in all competitions this decade? Oh,
didn't see that question.
Which
players had the most games in all competitions in the last decade?
Oh, exactly, since 2020?
No, I don't know if it's the last 10 years or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if 2014 to 2024.
Yeah, you'd have to see Greg.
He's got to be up there, hasn't he?
Greg's got to be up there.
Yeah, when did Greg sign for us, 2018?
Mm-hmm. I'd say Greg.
Yeah, apart from injury this year.
He could be a few from 2014.
Who?
Clarkie. Clarkie. Yeah, and nobody retired by 2017, didn't he?
Aye.
So that's what I'm saying. It's a tough one. Tough one, that.
Ooh.
But if anyone wants to have a guess, please do get them in.
That one.
Uh-huh. Right, let's have a little look down here. I'm off to Wembley the day after the Heat are playing the semi-finals. And I'll report back. Are you going to a concert? Or let us know. You're teasing
the Wigan us. Is not in the... Pizza Cup or something?
I'm not too sure. But last time I was at Wembley, 2014 playoff with my brother and dad, who sadly passed away in 2018. I couldn't make the last one, but if we can make it this year, I'm going to try and take my dad's shirt in spirit. Well, that'd be fine. Hopefully it brings us.
That'd be a great touch, that, dear, Barry.
Who's stopping down for the weekend? For the week between the playoff and the trophy. Could you imagine
if any kids listen? If we get to Wembley twice, I'm going to have to stand in Central Station with my back passage on display, shaking a rattly money tin.
You're not going to get much rent, I'll tell you. people are putting in there Curtis, Greg, Ollie, people put
Ollie.
Appearances since 2022, this decade. So in the last 4 years.
Last 4 years. Well, it's got to be Ollie.
Oh, I don't
Thinks. Yeah. No, he went away and come back, didn't he?
Yeah. Ollie, if you think apart from the injury this year, he's been pretty.
Oh, well, there we go. It's been confirmed. It is. It's Greg Ollie.
There we go.
So there we go. Some predictions.
Good question though.
We'll get the predictions in later. People have sent some, but
evil laugh coming up.
No, people held me to coming out the water like James Bond. We're going to hook you to it, Mickey.
Come on!
That says I might have to
No.
I would get in the sea. I'm not standing in Central Station flogging me ass. That's for sure.
What you said. I'm looking for the tin now. Hang on.
I'm looking for the Vaseline.
Hey, here's your money. It takes your choice.
Me and Dave, you're going to be his corner men. Go on,
and suddenly fails.
It is the Pizza Cup final.
What's the money? What's the money going to go to making when you raise it?
Bandages. Just to get me in train at the Wembley twice,
and an inflatable ring to sit on. it is. My brother Patrick attempted to book an early hotel for the final.
I know someone who's booked two.
I booked one in January just in case because I looked out of
just cancel, cancel it with a week.
This one's within 24 hours of going, and there isn't many available, and the prices are astronomical.
Really?
If you want to stay in the Hilton or the St. George Hotel, you're talking £700 for two nights.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, if I'm going down to stay over, I'd go down on the Saturday or the Friday. The day of the game, and then come back the next day. I would stay outside of London and just commute in.
Yeah, it's it's crazy. And there isn't many available. I think the hotels know it's a cup final, so they're holding the rooms back to put the price. Yeah. It's crappy, but they do it for it. That's how they make their money around there. Yeah. Mickey, do you do mate rates?
I've never ever done it before, to be honest, Cow. I've never ever done it before, so I wouldn't know.
I think he's misspelt this. He's put, you said it, Mickey, you back out. It should be you back on. Dave, can you remember? You said he did not read out. We'll have to have two chances this year at getting to Wembley. It's still on. We have got a chance. But as I say, I think with respect to our opponents in the FA Trophy, you've got to fear them. You have to. I think anyone at this stage, they've earned the right to be there. They've played more games than us as well. So, you know, it is where it is. And we've got 1 second. So have I. I don't know what that's about. I don't know if it's about if he's going to sell his body in Central Station. He's got the underpants for it. Food crack tonight. Yeah. And Vanessa, come and stay in Wickham. It's only 20 minutes direct on the train from Wembley. Well, there you go. But look, we're not there yet. So
let's not even go there. I refuse to go there.
Let's get the 6th of April. Yeah, that's got to come first.
Yeah, it certainly has. And look, I think we're guaranteed anything, especially not in a knockout competition, and a team that will be bringing a massive away contingent, probably the biggest this season, I would hazard a guess.
Without a doubt. Yeah, of interest, just from a neutral point of view, both semi-finals are good, aren't they? I mean, the other ones, it's a bit of a cracker, that one. Bromley, Solihull, I mean, you know, two clubs in the top five. I mean, yeah, that's a belt of a game as well. Mm-hmm. Solihull will probably be gutted to draw that one away to Bromley, but hey, someone had to be a win.
I've got it. Let's have a look here. Right, 1980-81 season, what position did Gateshead finish?
In the what season?
80-81.
We didn't win it that year, did we, with 100 points? No.
No, that was...
What league were we in?
It was the Northern Premier League.
Northern Premier League.
80-81.
We went up in 82, didn't we, with 100 points?
So, yes.
Table, because I'm sure we're near the bottom, then pulled away.
Sixth bottom.
Seventh bottom, 16th place.
We're near the bottom and pulled away.
So, that's what you can win with this book. Hashtag book if you'd like to win this. And remember, be able to get that, be able to pick it up at the game. We've got here Steve Farnfield, he's put, no, I'll just let you know my hotel's booked, and Vanessa, another 5,000 can call in at yours.
Well, I'll have a tea in a garden, al fresco.
What you should have done, you should have booked out like in January, you should have booked out like 4 or 5 rooms and then be flogging them now and making a profit.
We've got here Colin Dilbert. I can't remember what I paid last season for one night in the hotel. It's a 2-minute walk, the ground, about £60 comes to me. You must have got a bargain there. So either that, or it didn't have walls or a roof for that.
Or you was doing a Mickey.
I was doing a Mickey. There's only 60
pounds. Weird scan at the minute. It could be a tent on Clapham Common. I'll be doing fortunes.
We've got Mickey in about one rotation away from debit card on camera change.
Mickey, can you do the credit card down the? No, that's not. Beep.
Well, I'm going to tell you where Wi-Fi's prod.
Well, the hand sanitizer. Right. let's get your predictions in for tomorrow's game and the weekend's game away to Ebbsfleet. So if you want to start sending them in now, and then we can start to get everyone our lovely statistician. Well, we've got two, really, because we've got the Prediction League one. Johnny Gray will be able to collect them and manage the Prediction League table. Mickey, I'll go for yours first, tomorrow night and Saturday.
I'm thinking 2-0 against Dagenham and a 1-1 draw at Ebbsfleet.
Oh, similar kind of scores. I was going for 3-1 for tomorrow night. I thought I fancy the win. But Ebbsfleet, yeah, they're on a good form at the moment. 4 wins out of 4 for Ebbsfleet. So
yeah.
I was actually going for 1-1 as well, Mickey. That's up in my head. So I'll stick with that. 3-1 and 1-1.
I'll go 3-1 tomorrow night and 1-1 on Saturday.
Half, you said.
Right, I've got the predictions are coming in. Gavin Rudd has went 2-1 Tuesday, 1-0 Saturday. Mr. Luke, 3-0 Dagenham Redbridge. Louise Dick has put 2-1 against Dagenham Redbridge, 1-0 Ebbsfleet to Gateshead. 2-2 for both, says Steve Farnfield. Watch out for them splinters on your backside, Stevie. 2-1 to the Heed tomorrow, and 2-1 says Ken Webster. 1-1 on Saturday, then sort of 3-2 to us. Mr. Luke's just ratifying that. 3-1 Tuesday, Sean Parry, 2-2 Saturday. Jack Robson, 3-2 tomorrow, and take a point at Ebbsfleet. 2-1 on Saturday, says Mr. Luke. He's making sure he's getting all his messages in individually. We've got 2-1 Dagenham. 2-1 Dagenham. We've got 2-2.
Predictions went
2-1 both games. That is, isn't it? For both
of them. 2-1, 2-2. Yeah.
Trina has went 3-2 to the Heed on Saturday's game. Let's have a little look around here. Darcy has got 2-1 on Saturday, 1-0 on 2-1 on Tuesday, 1-0 on Saturday. And it's not my backside that needs to watch out. I think he's meant to say there. If you know, in 3-1 in both, says Di Evans there. So fantastic stuff. We've got a lot of messages in, a lot of predictions are still coming in. Keep them going. Remember, we'll probably put a little tweet out as well tomorrow. If anyone wants to reply to that, if they didn't watch this live, they can get their predictions in and so on. But when do you think the Chesterfield game is going to be? Midweek one time, but I'm not that bothered, to be honest. I'm glad we haven't got that game, because we've got a semi-final to look forward to.
I'll tell you what it is. That might give them the chance to win the league, because I was hoping that when we went to this game, they didn't need the 3 points to win the league.
Yeah, I think they can actually win it. It's Solihull, can't they? I think.
A couple of weeks' time.
pardon me. 3-1 to the Heed and 1-1 on Saturday. So went the same as us there, Steely.
Yeah.
That's my job, says Trina. Well, we're not going to get into pegging. 2-1 tomorrow and 1-0 on Saturday, says Callum Chambers. The predictions are flying. 2-2 Ebbsfleet. We've got only Tuesday available is 23rd of March. They're going to come thick and fast, these games, at this time of year. We know that. 2-0 tomorrow and 1-0 on Saturday, says David Chambers. So you want to get them in, you can. If there's any other things that you want to talk about, of course, what we didn't mention is that Dejon Brown is actually in the team of the week. Mark's back. And I think I'm guessing he's up there as well.
That's because it's half time in the Newcastle match, so he's back.
It is. It has to be gone at half time. Having some Wi-Fi issues.
Yeah. But we've got the 20 England Sea Games on the 23rd. So potentially, if that game is rearranged, we'd be without Mr. Francis. Then, if that was the case, Gavin Rudd has put family show. It is. Pegging is about putting your clothes out on the line.
What have I missed?
Mark, you do want to know? It's Mickey's turn this year about the whole Wembley thing.
Yeah. I said that if we get to Wembley twice, I might have to sell my arse at Central Station and I'll get enough money to gun. And now I'm being held of it.
Mickey, you wouldn't even get to Gateshead Stadium with that. Never mind Wembley.
I know. That's the sad thing. And these people want us to see it.
There is people that like fetishes, you know what I mean? People aren't awesome. So there will be somebody out there for Mickey. After all, he's got Trina. She's into him. We've got Chesterfield game might be on a Thursday. Like last season we played Eastleigh. Could be. We've got 1 second. Johnny Gray's obviously put his prediction in 4-0 tomorrow. And 1-1 on Saturday. And can we ask who's Gateshead's all-time top scorer, Dave? Well, there was a little bit of dispute. That's Paul Thompson. It was worked out. I think it's 128 goals, 127 goals, one of the two. But Paul Thompson is the record goal scorer for Gateshead at the moment. Mark, we haven't had your prediction for tomorrow night and for Saturday's game.
Tomorrow night, I'll say 2-1 Gateshead. And just to be really boring, I'll say 2-1 Gateshead on Saturday as well.
Well, there we go. So we'll keep you all going. We've got about 8 minutes remaining. So if anyone's got anything else to add in, of course, Dejon Brown obviously scoring his first senior goal. What a week he had. You know, 4 goals officially in the space of 7 days, and team of the week as well.
And an assist.
And an assist, yeah.
Yeah. Harsh.
It is harsh, isn't it? It is. But no, I mean, we can sing his plaudits all day long, but the team around him is doing fantastic stuff as well. And as Mark mentioned, the run from Booty, the pass for the other goal from Hassani, sometimes go under the radar because the striker always takes the plaudits, don't they? They take the headlines, but these are team goals that they're still scoring as well.
Yeah. I remember Greg Ollie could be back on Saturday as well for the Ebbsfleet game.
Someone's just asked, Darcy's put, when is the book draw? Well, the book draw is about to be any second now. We're going to give someone, we'll give it 30 seconds. Hashtag you want to win Requiem to Redruth. There it is. The great historical record of Gateshead. Great read. If you want to get that, you have to be able to pick it up from the commentary desk at Gateshead International Stadium at one of the next home games. So we've got 13 people in there. We'll give it a chance for anyone else to get into it. But while we're waiting for someone, Jack Robson's posed a question, Darge to start tomorrow. I don't know if I said it on the show or I said it before we came on air. I think we might save him for the weekend. I think don't want to burn him out too young. He's still, you know, he's still only 18. Great player to have to come off the bench.
I thought there was... A slight dropping of the energy levels in the second half towards the end. So I wouldn't be shocked if he's rested and then brought back on Saturday, possibly depending on how things go tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's his first chance of senior football, and Rob's consistently said it. I do have a question, by the way, a trivia question.
Yeah.
For everyone. Gateshead have scored 5 hat-tricks in all competitions this season, and there's been 5 different goal scorers in them. Can you name them all?
Oh, well, obviously Brown, Dinger, Wern.
Wern was another one.
Bloody hell.
Now it gets tough.
Any of the midfielders?
Ollie, no.
Hannant?
Right.
Nope.
No, Hannon scored braces, hasn't he? Aye. In all competitions.
Oh, someone's got it.
Chadwick. And Rutledge. Yeah.
Oh, Rutledge, of course. Yeah. Challenge Cup. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's well done. Well done, Johnny Gray. Got in there quick with it.
Next question would be, and I don't know the answer to this, by the way, but someone will be able to tell us, I'm sure. What's the most amount of different hat-trick scorers Gateshead's had in a season? Because five is some effort, by the way.
It is.
Well, the goals have been shared around. Someone's asked if we remember Dean Trott.
He got one at Dagenham, I believe.
Well, we're going to go on here with the draw. So good luck to everybody. Here we go. Ooh, nervous tension. Oh, it's Louise Dick.
What?
They just can't stop winning in that household. Obviously, John won the mug last week and Louise has won the book this week. So there we go. Come to the commentary desk tomorrow and you can collect that. So well done. Remember, you have
Has anybody got any tat to raffle? Just bring it here and we'll give it out to the Dick family.
Yeah, we will. Definitely. Can't wait to get rid of the set E.
Now, it's a really good book, Louise. You and John will enjoy reading that.
And of course, I know there's skeptics out there that say, oh, well, they've won, but you've got to be in it to win it. We have 75 people watching, 13 people entered. So you could have been you, but there we go. Louise has given us a woo. So well done, Louise. Once again, say what we want from everybody is to be at the game. I've said it many times. We'll always appreciate people listening in, but the Macclesfield game especially and the league running games, get down to Gated Stadium.
Ten games to go.
Yeah, you've seen in the highlights what we can do, the goals we've scored. Even the earlier in the season against Kidderminster, was it 37 passes? There's some special things happening and it needs to be witnessed and it needs to be supported. So please get your friends down, drag them down. They will not be disappointed. And whether it's a league game or the FA Trophy semi-final on the 6th of April, it should be an absolutely fantastic occasion. Because I think Macclesfield should bring anywhere from 500 to 1,000, you would think, if not more. And it will make it a beautiful atmosphere. And hopefully we can get 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, hopefully 6,000 people coming along to witness it, and the more the merrier.
I'll not say anything because I'm not there tomorrow, so
yeah, he's left me in the lurch. Hopefully be at Rochdale and Macclesfield games. Good stuff. And Steve Farnfield, we've got Mickey and Steely. It's like the Crammonds never left to win on away trips.
That's it. I used to do bingo and quizzes on the bus. That's for the longer Crammonds always won.
Crowd against Barnet and the trophy last year was good, but hopefully we can do better against Macclesfield. Of course, that's what we want. Definitely
what
there.
What was Saturday's attendance?
1,200 and something, but there was 97 fans.
Yeah.
Peterborough. And I tell you what, they made themselves heard once the second goal went in, because it's all you could hear. There was a pin but look, credit to them, and they got a bit of excitement in the game, didn't they? So that's what it's all about.
It was one of our fans, Bob from Peterborough. He came up on their coach. I hope they didn't have him tied to the front grill of the bus on the way home. Bless them.
Aye, well, as I say, I'm sure he would have been well looked after. But lads, another big week coming. It's been positive as it's been for a lot of this season, which is absolutely lovely. Long may it continue. Big thank you to you all for joining us, and especially everyone that's tuning in. As I said before, there's a lot of people watching on Twitter. Come over to YouTube, subscribe, help us reach more. But we appreciate that you're there now, which is absolutely amazing. And it just shows that the growth is happening here with the interest in Gated. It's not about the podcast, it's about Gated. And that's what we want to push forward and get you along there with us.
Well, we're going to have a few things to say.
Yep.
The foundation, I was at the foundation day today.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
An absolutely excellent, it was a chicken tagine were made this today, and it was absolutely gorgeous. Apparently, I'm doing the dishes next week. So,
well, there you go. Well, hopefully, we're going to have some things for the foundation to put up shortly, won't we? As well, which would be great. And
goal of the season. You know how you normally have 10.
Yeah,
I think we're kind of going A to Z.
Yeah, it's going to be
some goals in that this year.
difficult decision. I think Hannant got himself in there, but we know that the worst goal celebration was on Tuesday night past. It was the awful little dance, and they live together as well, so they've practiced that in their living room. That's awful, isn't it? But we'll leave them on that note. Thank you very much, everybody. We're all off to find a spot for Mickey to stand in Central Station in a couple of weeks' time. And,
only can I get arrested for that. I'm A and B, I'm not going to make notes. So.
No, well, hang on, we're putting out free advertisement here, Mickey. You can't buy this advertisement. Right, on that note, everybody, we'll see you next time. Thank you, lads, and thank you to everyone that's tuned in. So hopefully we have a fantastic week here with Gateshead coming up. I can't find the exit screen. I'm not having any pictures come up here, so I'm just going to have to end it like this, and we're all going to wave and say bye.
Bye. Bye, everyone. Thank you.
There we go. It helps if I press end.